But also during this time, the second warning and the biggest, Art, was the economy.
Our economy.
Yes. There is a slowdown in the economy that has already begun. But by spring, you're going to notice large companies will start tightening their belt and thousands of people will be laid off. Now, other companies and businesses will close, and this will drive unemployment very high.
Sure.
And you're going to now start to see then record bankruptcies, and they will be reported. So there will be confirmation on this.
Okay, do you have any clue as to what precipitates this?
I feel, first of all, that there was going to be a rise in interest rates, and I think it's going to rise very fast in the next year to year and a half. And you're going to see inflation, okay, really rear its ugly head. And I think that's going to help to push the economy toward a deep recession.
Really rear its ugly hell. Was that a witch slip?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because it's going to be hell.
Yeah.
Pushing the economy toward a recession is going to make people very, very frightened.
Yeah.
And the stock markets, sir, even though right now we're in the rally, it will not be a rally that will last. There will be a major decline in the spring, and it continues all throughout the fall. And once again, you're going to see the stock market flirting around the $7,500 to $8,000 level.
Again, huh?
Yes. And so that means another wipeout for people that have investment. They could lose anywhere between another 30 to 40%
yikes,
of their portfolio. Retirees could be wiped out. Now, I've also got, Art, and this could be a terrorist attack. I've got an oil interruption.
Oh.
And this attack drives oil to new record highs. I mean, big time.
Where was it we saw it? $55 and change or something?
It's going to beat that. It's going to go up to 60, and then I would have to say within a matter of no less than 4 years, 75 to 80.
Wow. That would wreck the economy all by itself.
Yes. And also, and this is funny because when I was talking to certain women who were worried about their young adult children, I noticed that the war in the Middle East is going to definitely escalate.
Hmm.
It's going to spread into other countries.
Boy,
Iran, you're going to have major trouble in Saudi Arabia. And I saw a massive buildup in our military. It will be needed in the next 2 years because of the fighting in the Middle East. And I feel that we are going to be in Iraq and in the Middle East for over 10 years.
Any real buildup in the military beyond where we are now, and we're already freezing troops in Iraq. By freezing, I mean, no, you're not going home. You're going to stay through the elections and maybe longer. You know, there's going to be the draft. I mean, any major buildup would require a draft, wouldn't it?
Well, something must precipitate the necessity of this massive buildup. Because when I was talking to these people, I saw their sons and their daughters going into war.
Gotcha.
Now, another thing that bothered me was I saw a lot of older Americans that will not be able to make ends meet. They will need to return to the workplace just to survive. So because of the business slowdown, housing prices are going to drop, and many people can lose their homes because of this here spiral downturn in the housing market. And again, I feel that this is going to start to rear its ugly head spring and summer.
Well,
it will really confirm it.
There certainly is a gigantic housing bubble in the West, all of California, even the neighborhood I'm in here. Every property values have been going up, skyrocketing beyond all reason. And it's a bubble, and eventually it's got to burst, and it sounds like the whole economic bubble is bursting from what you're saying.
This is what I'm seeing. Even though we have these very high prices in your state as well as in mine, you're going to notice, and I feel that this is going to be reported, that homes that were selling within the 10-day to 2-week period are now going to be sitting for 4 and 5 months.
Huh.
And so when that starts to happen, as well as the interest rates, you know, rising, inflation rising, and businesses going out and people being laid off, they're not going to be able to keep those homes, and you're going to start seeing foreclosures, people losing their homes.
Well, I've got to ask you for the record. I mean, these are some awfully dire predictions and warnings you're issuing. What's the likelihood that you could be wrong?
Quite frankly, I don't think there's more than 10 or 15%.
But you would admit to at least 10 or 15%?
Yeah, for some people.
I mean...
But generally, no. I don't believe I'm wrong at all. If my timing is off by 3 or 4 months, that's all about. That's about all it could be. Only because of what I'm seeing. There's too many consultations and readings that are across too wide an area for it to not be happening. If it was one or two here and there, I'd say, all right, those people.
Okay, are you in touch with other people like yourself, Evelyn? Other, I don't know.
Psychics?
Yeah, psychics.
Not really.
In other words, I'm wondering if your information is being corroborated by others.
I'm sure that if other psychics were called upon to give their opinion, I think that they would back me up.